The committee's move would restore roughly $3.5 million in family planning money that Governor Scott Walker's budget would have zeroed out. But GOP lawmakers added a condition for the money that would prohibit the state from spending any of it on organizations that also provide abortions or even refer women for abortion services. Assembly Republican Committee Co-Chair Robin Voss said it was an easy vote.
I think it's something that is broadly supported, except for by the radical left, to not have taxpayer dollars going to kill unborn children.
But Democrats said the funding in question was being used not to pay for abortions, but to pay for cervical cancer screening, birth control, and STD tests. Practically speaking, they said, Planned Parenthood is the only organization that provides those services in some rural parts of the state. Milwaukee Senate Democrat Lena Taylor said defunding them would take away that option.
Today, we deny women access. We allow one group's religious beliefs to dictate for people who may be atheists, who may be whatever. We deny individuals in rural Wisconsin access to health care.
Democrats also said the plan could endanger federal funding for the state, since it could violate part of the recently passed federal health care law. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.